You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Ben Trefney. Back in 2015, San Francisco drag queen Heclina purchased and became co-owner of Oasis. It's a nightclub located in the SoMa district. She rebranded the performance venue into what it is today. It features drag performances, cabaret, and live music. Last November, however, she announced her departure from her ownership role and plans to end her weekly mother events. Heclina joined KALW's Hannah Baba to reflect on her time at Oasis and what is next.
So let's talk about Oasis.
Yes.
Go back to 2014 and the vision.
Okay. Darcy and Jeff, my two partners, they were looking for a space to open a club, and we looked at everything, and I was kind of along for the ride. I got the sense that they could not do it without me because I had a name, you know. I also had some money, and truth be told, I did want my own venue. I'd gotten a bit tired of performing at other people's venues, and when we did open Oasis, we had a vision for how a performance space should look. There should be a dressing room with mirrors and a bathroom and, you know, well lit, and it should be joined directly to the stage, so you walk from the dressing room directly onto stage. That was our vision. I wasn't as gung-ho about doing it, but I was along for the ride, and I believed in it, and I still do.
And for folks who have not been there, how would you describe Oasis?
It is the foremost performance venue in San Francisco. It is a place where all of the traveling cabaret acts, you know, if they perform in San Diego or LA, they're going to come and perform in the same leg of that tour at Oasis. And by them, I mean the drag stars that are, you know, nationally recognized. And we do original programming, we do plays there, and we have nightclubs. And so it is a nightclub.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very fabulous nightclub, owned by two drag queens. You know, that is the face of it, and that really is what it is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you're talking about it with what? Like, what are you feeling right now as you remember and talk about Oasis?
Well, I mean, I'm going to miss it. I tell you what I'm not going to miss is the headache of running a business in San Francisco. I'm not going to miss that. What I am going to miss are the amazing people that I do work with. The performers that I bring in from other cities, the performers that live here in San Francisco. I was rehearsing for a performance a couple weeks ago with a bunch of people, and I was having so much fun with them. And I got a little bit misty-eyed, you know, and I was like, oh, I'm going to miss this. But I think absence will make the heart grow fonder. And, you know, I'll be doing much fewer events there. I'll have a lot more fun doing it. I think doing a weekly drag show for me, after so many years of doing Tranny Shack weekly, when I entered Tranny Shack, I was burnt out on that, like every week. And
iconic.
Yes, but to start another weekly show, I made that commitment to my partners and to Oasis because I knew that it needed that on a Saturday night to bring in the revenue. But quickly I found out I just didn't have it in me to do a weekly show. I'm not the young upstart that I was back then. I'm, you know.
Well, then Tranny Shack evolved into Mother.
Yes.
Which was happening the last time we talked.
Yes.
Just celebrated the show's fifth anniversary.
Mm-hmm.
What is Mother for our audience, and what's it meant to you?
Essentially, it's just a drag show with my sensibility, which is irreverent, which is about pop culture, which is about, you know, so themes. It's about themes, and Mother became a night where, and it's also, now that RuPaul's Drag Race is a big thing, it's also a place where they would all come to perform when they were on tour. So it's been the mothership, the flagship drag show of San Francisco. Mother became much more of a mainstream show because at Oasis, you need a lot more people for it to seem full. And it's a Saturday night, so you have to appeal to the mass audience that are going to come out. Whereas at Tranny Shack at the Stud, I needed, you know, a couple hundred people for it to look busy. At Mother, I need 500 people for it to look, you know, so it's that's a pressure. So I had to be like, what is going to appeal to the mass audiences that are going to come out? So I found that my things that inspire me no longer inspire people who go out to drag shows. Like,
I
would rather do a tribute show to Susie Sue or Bjork or something, but that's not going to bring anybody in because all those people, they're too old. They don't go out anymore. So I have to be like, okay, I have to do a tribute to Ariana Grande or something, you know, something that I do not, it does not inspire me. Mm. But, you know, that is... And I feel like the references are lost on a lot of people now. Mm-hmm. If I reference something like Judy Garland or...
Really?
Yes.
Really?
Yes. I was talking to somebody. I did a show last week and we were talking about Stonewall. Mm-hmm. And I just said, hey, does anybody have any idea why the people were gathered at Stonewall that day? They were mourning the death of who? And it was complete silence.
Nothing?
Nothing. And I said, I'll give you a hint. She starred in The Wizard of Oz. And
they still didn't say?
Finally, somebody piped up. Judy Garland. I was like, yes.
So, all right. So there's a new show.
Uh-huh.
Pop-Tart.
Yes.
Tell us about Pop-Tart, how it came to be.
Well, when I announced that I was ending the show, Darcy decided that Saturday nights should continue as a drag night. And they came up with that name. It's Darcy's thing. And Darcy has said that in order for it to shift to Pop-Tart, it should be something totally different from Mother. And I totally respect that. How it's going to be different, I don't know. But essentially, it's a drag show. There's nothing different. We're not reinventing the wheel.
What do you think? You know, San Francisco is changing in very big ways. Oh, the homelessness, the, you know, skyrocketing rents. What's happening to the drag community as a result, do you think?
This is a really long discussion, but I feel like San Francisco for me has been kind of death by a thousand cuts, sort of a little bit. Like every week there's something that's chopped away at it. You know, that the magic for me that was here when I first moved here is being cut into a lot. And sometimes I'll be at Oasis like on a daytime party on a Sunday and go, oh, all these young kids, how great these young kids can be here and survive and party. And then I check in and I look at all the young kids and they're all like Genentech and Facebook and Twitter. You know, those are the only young kids who can survive here now. And when I moved to San Francisco, I worked in a crappy, I worked at Tower Video for minimum wage. And I survived on microwave popcorn that I stole from the back of the video store. And I was able to go out nightclubbing and live that life, you know, and almost every drag queen I know who lives in San Francisco, who it's a hobby, they're all working tech jobs or they're living with their parents or, you know, or something like that, you know.
Okay. What are you excited about?
I'm excited.
What's next for Heclina?
I guess I'm excited for change. Mm-hmm. I'll say I'm excited about relaxing and going shopping at Home Depot, and that's what I'll say. The reality is I'm terrible at relaxing. So really, I'm leaving Oasis. I'm still doing everything else. And, you know, I don't know, you know, if you told me 10 years ago that I would own a nightclub, I thought I would have said you were crazy. So who knows what the future holds for me.
That's Heclina. She spoke with KALW's Hana Baba. Heclina will host the final Mother this Saturday, February 8th at Oasis. This interview is produced with help from Porfirio Rangel.